Mic check. Mic check here on a gorgeous afternoon for baseball from Salem Memorial Ballpark. Education Day here in Salem. Welcome into Salem Memorial Ballpark on a gorgeous afternoon for Red Sox baseball right here in Southwest Virginia. We got a good one today. It's game two of the 460 rivalry between the Salem Red Sox and the visiting Lynchburg Hillcats. Hi, everybody. I'm Giovanni Heater with you this afternoon. An 11:05 first pitch coming up. Education Day right here at the ballpark in Salem. And boy, do we have ourselves a good one. The Hillcats come in on the road at 5-5 on the season, just a half a game back from the top of the North Division in the Carolina League. On the other side, your Salem Red Sox also 5-5 on the year, just a half a game back as well. Now, these two teams played yesterday. It was a 15-12 win for Lynchburg. They led by as many as 11 until it was a bottom of the fifth run put on by the Red Sox to make it an 11-8 game. They scored 8 unanswered in the bottom of the eighth, and then after that, back and forth for a while, but the Red Sox really just couldn't end up closing that gap, and the Hillcats again ended up pulling away and winning the ball game. Great crowd on hand so far here today. Tons of elementary and high school as well as middle school students in attendance. Everybody taking a field trip out here to the ballpark as we get you going with our starting lineups. First for the visiting Lynchburg Hillcats. Tyrese Turner will get us going at shortstop at the one hole, followed by Juan Benjamin, then Angel Zarate out in right field. Batting cleanup, Mike Collado, who was outstanding a day ago, ended up going 4-for-5 with a walk and 4 RBIs. Lexer Sudui will get us going in center field at the 5. Mark Felia, the designated hitter today. In the 7-hole, Jordan Brown. Then in the 8-hole, Zach Vasia. He's catching today. And playing at second base to round out the batting order, Jose Pastrano. On the other side for your Salem Red Sox, Cutter Coffee to get us going, followed by Miguel Blase and Alan Castro. Batting cleanup, Luis Ravello at shortstop, Juan Chacon out in left field. At first base, Lionel James. In the 7-hole, your designated hitter, Daniel McAlvany. Your Roberto Mexicano catching this afternoon in the 8-hole. And then rounding us out in the 9-hole, Carson Simas. Coffee, Blase, Castro, Ravello, Chacon, James, McAlvany, Mexicano, and Simas for the Red Sox. We're moments away from the National Anthem here at Salem Memorial Ballpark, and we'll keep you right here for the National Anthem as we honor America. Really great job by some of the local elementary school students here in Salem as we're just moments away from first pitch here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Game number two of this series, Salem trailing 1-0, part of a six-game stint played right here at Salem Memorial Ballpark all week long from Tuesday through Sunday. Our first day game so far here at Salem all season long. Well, you heard our starting lineups. We'll go through them one last time very, very quickly. For Lynchburg, it goes Turner, Benjamin, Zarate, Collado, Sadui, Felia, Brown, Fascia, and then Pastrano. For the Red Sox, Coffey, Lace, Castro, Ravello, Chacon, James, McCalvity, Mexicano, and then Simas. How about our pitching matchup tonight? First for the visiting Hillcats, Austin Peterson towing the rubber for the Hillcats. And then on the other side for the Salem Red Sox, Jose Ramirez. When you look at Jose Ramirez, 6'2", 145, out of Santo Domingo, Dominican Republic, a 22-year-old. Signed as an international free agent back in May of 2018 on a $40,000 signing bonus. So far this season, he's pitched once. He was on the road at Carolina. He pitched four innings. They gave up one hit, no runs, two walks, six strikeouts, a 0.0 ERA. A really, really good performance through four innings for Jose Ramirez to start out this season. Couldn't ask for much better than that. On the other side, you look at Austin Peterson. He's got some stature. 6 foot six, 234 pounder. A righty, 23 years old. Out of Valparaiso, Illinois. Drafted in the ninth round, the 271st pick. Played his college ball at UConn. But first, it's Jose Ramirez on the bump for the Red Sox, getting us going. Tyrese Turner at the top of the order. And the first pitch comes in at 11:07 p.m. It is fouled away, and instantly Mexicano is hunched over, taking a breath here. That might have hit Mexicano on the first pitch. The count, though, 0-1 after the foul. Tyrese Turner did not play yesterday, getting his first opportunity in this series. Here's the 0-1. Fastball upstairs and away at 91 miles an hour. Count now even at a ball and a strike. Last night's game, lengthy, 3 hours and 9 minutes due to the high scoring. As a swing and a miss makes it a 1-2 count, 87 on the changeup. And Ramirez will toss in there. He'll go fastball mainly, topping out at 94. Throws in the changeup once in a while, a curveball as well. And make it 2-2 on a changeup inside. Turner playing over at shortstop. Red Sox in there. Navy caps, red jerseys, and white pants. The 2-2. Swung on, fouled back to the screen. And will stay even at two balls, two strikes. Crowd's still filling in here. Best one of the season by far. And it has a lot to do with the fact that it is Education Day here at the ballpark. The 2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Strikeout to start the day on the changeup at 87 for Tyrese Turner to sit him down. Jose Ramirez with a strong start. So bring up Juan Benjamin playing over at third this afternoon. One down, nobody on. Top of the first. Gorgeous weather. Sun shining. The first pitch. Pulling back on a bunt was Benjamin. It's outside and the count now 1-0, 92 on the fastball. The 1-0. Swung on, fouled directly back to the screen, and the count now even at a ball and a strike. Temperatures starting at about 72. We'll get up to 80 by the end of the ball game, most likely. Slight breeze out into left field. Not a cloud in the sky. The 1-1. Upstairs above the letters at 77 on a breaking ball. Count now two balls and a strike. Hey, look at Benjamin's performance yesterday. Ended up having three hits. Went 3-for-5 with a walk, the 2-1. This one finds the zone on a 92-mile-an-hour fastball, and we're even at 2-2. Started with a single, ended up scoring. Hit a single later on, and then a double. Scored every time he was on base. Part of 15 runs for the Hillcats. 15-12 was the final score in that one. The 2-2 swung on. This one chopped over to Seamus at short. The flip over to first in time for out number two. 4-3 put out in the books. That sits down Juan Benjamin. Does not start today like he did yesterday with a hit. And this will bring up Angel Zarate. Jose Ramirez looking to make quick work of the Hillcats, who are decked out in their navy blue jerseys with turquoise sleeves, gray pants, navy blue caps. A sharp look. The first pitch upstairs and the count now 1-0. Zarate, the 1-0 upstairs and the count now 2-0, 92 on the fastball. Angel Zarate, a product from North Carolina, Chapel Hill. For those that are in-state, that will address it as such. The 2-0. Upstairs and away on a fastball, and it's now 3-0. Played 5 years for the Tar Heels. Had a really strong career. Drafted to the big leagues. The 3-0. And this fastball does find the outer corner of the zone, and it's 3-1. Also wearing turquoise shoes are the Hillcats. 3-1, rifled up the middle, coming on and making the catch on the line drive is Alan Castro. 1-2-3 go the Hillcats. Strong start for Jose Ramirez and the Red Sox. Two up on the other side, it's Coffey, Blaise, and Castro. Scoreless in Salem through a half inning of play. This is Red Sox Baseball on MILB TV. Welcome back inside Salem Memorial Ballpark on a gorgeous afternoon, morning, I really should say, so far here in Salem. Single-A baseball. Cutter Coffey will lead us off here in the bottom of the first. Still scoreless through a half inning of play, and the first pitch is in there. Swung on, lifted high into the air, out into way shallow center field, just out of the infield. Dropping back and making the catch is Pastrano from second to retire Cutter Coffey. Got way underneath that one, and there's one away. You heard screams from the crowd. It's Education Day here at the ballpark. And a big reason for the screams from the crowd is, oh, pop off the bat. The kids oohing and on, but had no chance to get out, so don't let that deceive you. Here's Miguel Bliss, the first pitch. That is a 90-mile-an-hour fastball that finds the zone for strike number one. It's Austin Peterson on the hill for the Hillcats. Kicks and deals the 0-1. Swung on, chopped back towards the mound, scooped up by Peterson, quick throw to first, and just like that, there are two away. 1-3 ground out retires Miguel Blaise after he had a strong day yesterday. This will bring up Alan Castro. Castro in a little bit of a slump here. One for his last 24 is Alan Castro at the dish after a really impressive start in the Delmarva series. The first pitch. Swung on, foul tipped away, and the count now 0-1. Well, back to Austin Peterson, first team NCBWA All-American. Second team Collegiate Baseball All-American, a captain for UConn. As the 0-1 finds the zone on a 90-mile-an-hour fastball, count quickly 0-2. First team All-Big East, drafted in the ninth round of the Guardians this past offseason. Really an impressive college career as this 89-mile-an-hour fastball misses outside in the count of the ball and two strikes. Here's the pitch. Check swing below the knees at 80 on the off-speed, and the count now even at 2-2. NCBWA District 2 co-player of the year. The 2-2 swung on, chopped up the middle. Backhanded glove is not there for Pastrano. And a two-out base hit for Alan Castro to pull himself out of that slump. A big base hit for Alan Castro. A little more meaningful than some might realize if you're watching the Red Sox night in and night out. And that's a big one. Castro trying to build up on some confidence here. Two down, runner on first. It brings up Luis Ravello playing at shortstop tonight. Ravello had a hit yesterday, was hit home. And a sack fly. Ended up going 1-for-4. First pitch. Finds the zone on a fastball, and the count now 0-1 on the inner corner. In the stretch is Peterson. Nods his head. The righty winds and fires the 0-1. Skips up and over the plate. Fascia was there to make this stop, but now the count even at a ball and a strike, and that one got away from him. Luis Ravello out of Santo Domingo, Dominican Republic, the switch hitter batting lefty here, throws with his right, 19 years old, the 1-1. Swing and a miss, golfed at that one on the changeup, and the count now 1-2. Ravello made his pro debut in the Dominican Summer League in July of 2021, just after the pandemic. Participated in the 2021 Fall Performance Program. Reportedly impressed during the extended preseason or spring training, a year ago. Here's the 1-2. Runner takes off from first. Swung on, driven on the right field line, foul. Stay at a ball and a pair of strikes with a runner on first and two away. A hit for the Red Sox. Lynchburg went down 1-2-3. Quick work by Jose Ramirez. Both pitchers looking sharp, though, early, producing quick outs. Runner goes. The 1-2 swung on, lifted in the left, tailing foul. Knocks off the three-notched corner bar out in left field. Stay at a ball and a pair of strikes. As you can hear, a great crowd on hand today. I don't think that's any secret. A ball and a pair of strikes, two away and a runner on first. The 1-2 pitch. swung on, chopped foul right back towards the Lynchburg dugout. He'll stay at 1-2 again, three fouls in a row. Well, Ravello also suffered a hand injury near the end of the extension of that spring training. Caused him to miss roughly the first month of the Florida Complex League season that year. Here's the 1-2. No, a check over to first, and falling was Alan Castro as he's tagged because he doesn't make it back to the plate. And he's frustrated with himself there as he couldn't get back to first, and he is thrown out over there at first with too much of a lead. Picked off is Alan Castro. That'll sit down the Red Sox. Ravello will rejoin once we begin the bottom of the second inning. For now, though, we're scoreless through an inning of play here in Salem. This is Red Sox Baseball on MILB TV. Welcome back inside Salem Memorial Ballpark on a fantastic morning for baseball here in Salem. Top of the second on tap for you here. Still scoreless, 0-0 through an inning of play. 1-2-3 went down the Hillcats in the first, and the Salem Red Sox ended up registering a hit before Alan Castro was thrown out at first base. Picked off, I should say. Count now 0-1. For Mike Collado, the 0-1 pitch. Below the knees and the count now even at a ball and a strike. Jose Ramirez maintaining the mound for the Red Sox. Collado had an unbelievable day yesterday. 4-for-5 with a walk and 4 RBIs. The 1-1 is inside on a fastball at the letters and the count now 2-1. Collado this season, 28 at-bats, 7 hits. 4 of them came yesterday. 9 RBIs, the 2-1. This one is swung on, driven foul in the left. People like to hit that 3-notched corner bar a lot. You saw it again there. Wind was howling yesterday, not the case today up in the mountains. Calm, beautiful, 75 degrees in sight. The 2-2. Swung on, driven into left. This one's down for a base hit on a line drive. And it's a leadoff single for Mike Collado, picking up where he left off yesterday. So a nice start for Mike Collado. This will bring up Lexer Sudui, the center fielder. Great crowd on hand today at Salem Memorial. It's Education Day at the ballpark. Place is absolutely full of field trips from elementary through high school. The first pitch is inside and the count now at 1-0. A fastball just inside, nearly brushing Sudui off the plate. Nobody out, runner on first. Second inning of work for Jose Ramirez. He kicks and deals the 1-0. His fastball finds the zone on the top portion, and the count now 1-1. Well, Tyler Katz typically to my right in the other room doing PA. We will switch throughout the ball game. Doing a great job of the loudspeakers. Throw over to first. Sliding in safely is Collado. Still a ball and a strike with nobody out and a runner on the first base back. Sudui playing out in center field today, the 1-1. Fastball upstairs and away. count now 2-1, and we're going to get a balk here. Home plate umpire Michael Corbett calls a balk, so it's a free plate for Collado. We've seen a lot of those this series. Chris Janke out in the field, Mike Collado, or Corbett, excuse me, behind home plate. We've seen a lot of balks, three of them yesterday. One brought in a run. And this time, instead of, we have a too much time here by Ramirez. So it's a ball now. And I think actually what was happening is the first one was a balk, or excuse me, was a late clock here. This one swung on, flung out into left and foul territory. Backing up and making the catch is Coffey as he collides with Ravello. And there is one away. So to clear things up, and I apologize for the confusion, the initial one was not a balk. It was a pitch clock violation. And then the ball was never put up on the board. And so the umpire wanted to address, the second time there was no violation, he wanted to address, hey, there's two balls here, and nobody knew it. Regardless, now a fresh count for Mike Filia, the designated hitter, with a runner on second. First pitch, high and in on the breaking stuff at 77. And the count now 1-0. So Sadui ends up flying out to Cutter Coffey in left field, who backed all the way up from third base. Large lead by Collado at second. This one swung on, lifted out into left, coming out, making a diving catch. Here's Juan Chacon. Are you kidding me? Laid out completely, and on a line drive, able to snag that thing out of the air. Jose Ramirez tips his cap to his left fielder. What an unbelievable grab for out number two. Unfortunate if you're the designated hitter and Mark Filia, but one of those things, you just got to tip your cap to an outstanding play. It halts the runner at second as well in Collado. He ended up not moving. Well, Jordan Brown inserted into the lineup for the first time today. The righty now facing an 0-1 count after a fastball in the zone. Ramirez in the stretch, glances back over to second. Thought about throwing. Now the pitch clock down to one, and he uses his one disengagement. Now toes the rubber once again in the stretch from the belt, kicks and deals the 0-1. This one while away, and it gets away on a wild pitch. Mexicano couldn't get there. It was about 2 feet to the right of Mexicano. That one just really late on the release from Ramirez, and it's a free bag on the wild pitch from Mike Collado. Now the first run of the game just 90 feet away for the Hillcats. A lot of wild pitches yesterday, too. Yesterday was such a bizarre ball game. 15-12, the final. Offensive blowout, the 1-1. Chopper down the left field line, foul. Two down, runner on third, and a 1-2 count. Jordan Brown did not appear yesterday. End of the series, first time today. Actually called down from Double A on a rehab assignment. The 1-2 swung on, flared up into the air, tailing foul and out of play behind the Hillcats dugout. We'll stay at a ball and a pair of strikes. Infield playing out here for Salem. Jordan Brown, the left fielder, digs back in. Ramirez was outstanding against Carolina in his four innings pitch. The 1-2 swung on, fouled away back to the fence, and will stay at a ball and two strikes with another foul tip. Ramirez did not give up a single hit. Did not give up a single run, had six strikeouts, gave up two walks. Nothing to account for on the ERA either. Now we get another violation, and it brings in the first run of the game here. So now the score 1-0 with the Hillcats on top. I'm not sure what it was. It must have been a balk to bring in the third base runner home, so it's 1-0. Now pitch outside, makes it 2-2. Still Jordan Brown at the dish, but a 1-0 lead for Lynchburg. And again, that must have been a balk. Such a bizarre inning here. Pitch clock violation does not advance a runner. So the 2-2. Fastball upstairs at 93 and the count full. Two down, nobody on. 1-0 lead for the Hillcats. The payoff pitch. Outside, ball four, and an elongated at-bat results in a walk worked by Jordan Brown with two outs. So bring up the catcher, Zach Fascia, in the eight hole. On deck is Jose Pastrano. Fascia at the dish for the first time today. Beautiful morning here in Salem for some baseball. Education Day, plenty of promotions coming up all week long. In fact, Friday, midway to Halloween. First pitch upstairs in the count now 1-0 on a fastball out of the zone for Fascia. Take a look at the standings around the Carolina League. Overall, Fayetteville on top, followed by Kannapolis and Downey's. Check over to first. Sliding in safely is Jordan Brown. So Fayetteville, Kannapolis, and Downey's. It's Fayetteville and Kannapolis with a 6-3 record each. Downey's 5-4 on them. Myrtle Beach is 5-4 as well. Runner goes from first on a fastball outside. The throw to second in time. Mexicano showing off the cannon. Getting the throw in there to Ravello to get Jordan Brown caught stealing over at second. That will end the inning. One run on one hit. No errors. Nobody left on base for the Hillcats. They lead it 1-0. We head to the bottom of the second after this. This is Red Sox Baseball on MILB TV. Bottom of the second for you right here in Salem. Thanks so much for choosing to join us on your Tuesday morning. Beautiful day here in the mountains of Southwest Virginia. Sun is shining, not a cloud in the sky. 75 degree temperatures, looking to get up to 80 before the ball game concludes. And here we go with the bottom of the second. Hillcats lead the Red Sox 1-0. The 460 rivalry, Luis Ravello looks in the first pitch of the bottom of the second. It's a fastball inside, and the count now 1-0 for Ravello. He came up last inning before Alan Castro was picked off over at first. Looks in a ball downstairs, and the count now 2-0. Here's the 2-0 pitch. Well outside and off the plate on a changeup, and the count now 3-0. Austin Peterson on the hill for the Hillcats. UConn product, ninth-round draft pick, the 3-0. Finds the strike zone at 89 on a fastball for the get-me-over strike. And it's three balls and a strike. Ravello batting 273. Here's the 3-1. Swing and a big miss. Was out in front of that off-speed pitch. And the count now full. One thing that I'm noticing with Peterson, wastes no time. Gets right into it. Here's the 3-2. Swung on, foul tipped away to the fence. And the count will stay full. He's pitching with about 10 seconds left on the pitch clock nearly every time, so really just looking to mow you down at a quick tempo. Pitch clock probably does not bug him much. Here's the payoff pitch. Swung on, fouled back again to the netting. Swung a little bit higher, about halfway up the netting behind home plate, and will stay full. A run scored at the top of this inning to make it a 1-0 lead for the Hillcats. Payoff pitch number two. And it's caught looking this time for Luis Ravello. The breaking ball just snapped right down into the zone, fell right over home plate, and he knew it immediately. First strikeout of the day for Austin Peterson. And there's one away with nobody on here in the bottom of the second. Here's Juan Chacon, the left fielder, who made an unbelievable catch. The first pitch is swung on, chopped on the ground. Ben Hamid comes on from third. Throw to first, not there. Put it in the dirt. Collado couldn't make the pick. And Chacon is aboard at first. We'll see if they give it a hit or an error. Probably an error. Should have been routine. Chacon was legging it out, but most likely an E5 coming here. No, they rule this a hit. According to the scoreboard, they're ruling this a hit. A little surprised at that one. Regardless, it goes in the books as a hit for now for Juan Chacon, and there's a runner on first with one down for Lionel James. The first pitch. His fastball is inside and below the knees, and the count now 1-0. Peterson again, all Big East, first team. Here's the 1-0. Swing and a big miss. Threw the fastball past him, and the count now even at a ball and a strike. Played for 4 years with the Huskies. He kicks and deals the 1-1. Runner goes from first. Bobbling it was Facia, and he did not make the throw at all over to second. So it's a stolen bag for Juan Chacon. The pitch was below the knees, and the count now 2-1 on a ball down below the knees of Lionel James. Runner in scoring position with one down, 1-0 lead for the Hillcats in Salem. The 2-1. Check swing, an appeal, not to say he went. And the count now 2-2. Breaking ball just to the outside. Lionel James couldn't quite hold back. Playing over at first tonight. He played third yesterday. That's where he interchanges defensively. The 2-2 pitch. Swung on. This one roped on the ground up the middle. Pastrano comes over to snag it on the one hopper. Throws it over to first in time for out number two. But it does move Juan Chacon over to third. So a ground out. A 4-3 put out for Lionel James. This will bring up the designated hitter, Daniel McAlvany. Tying run 90 feet away for the Red Sox here in the bottom of the seventh. Two hits on the board for Salem, one hit on the board for Lynchburg. And here's Daniel McAlvany, the first pitch. Fastball in at 90, just inside, and the count now 1-0. McAlvany did not play yesterday, had an off day. Here's the 1-0. 79 mile an hour on the off speed, and it's upstairs and away. Count even at a ball and a strike. Typically the go-to ace catcher for the Red Sox. Here's the 1-1. Swung on, lifted high out into shallow left. Camping underneath it is Brown, right towards the left field foul line. He makes the catch for out number three. No runs on one hit, no errors, and one left on base. They strand Juan Chacon over there at third. Two up on the other side, it's Facia and Pastrano, then back to the top of the order with Turner for the Hillcats. Lynchburg on top of Salem, 1-0 through two. This is Red Sox Baseball on MILB TV. Top of the third here in Salem. 1-0 Hillcats on top of the Red Sox as we head to the top of three. Here at Salem Memorial Ballpark on Education Day, Zach Facia looking in the first pitch on a fastball upstairs, and the count now 1-0 for the catcher. Jose Ramirez still maintaining the mound, going into his third inning of work. His second pitch is swung on, lifted out towards the track and right, making the, no, got just past Miguel Blaze, trying to get up, hit off his glove out and right on a leaping attempt, and it ends up going in the book as a leadoff double for Zach Facia. Good way to start if you're the Hillcats here, already with a 1-0 lead. Now the nine-hole hitter, Jose Pastrano. A lot of managers will look at the nine-hole as your second leadoff, and will put one of your stronger bats there. See how that plays out for Lynchburg, who registered out their second hit of the day, tying Salem at 2-2. Pastrano did not play yesterday. The first pitch he sees in this series is a fastball high and in off the plate, and it's 1-0. Chance of strike him out. Some of the elementary students out in right field. The 1-0 pitch. This one swung on, lifted out into shallow center. Castro comes over, makes the right-handed catch for out number one. Facia does not elect to make an attempt at third on a tag up, and there is one down with a runner on second. Back to the top of the order we go for the Hillcats. Tyrese Turner, the shortstop, struck out in his first at-bat. It was a strong start for Jose Ramirez. Ended up sitting down the Hillcats 1-2-3, then gave up a hit to lead off both the second and the third now. First pitch below the knees in the count now 1-0 on a changeup. Again, Ramirez goes with a fastball topping out at about 94. He works in the changeup and occasionally the curveball. He steps off, glances over to second, does not throw. Uses his one disengagement. And now a 1-0 count with one down and a runner on second. Ramirez nods his head with Mexicano. Glances to second, kicks and deals the 1-0. This one swung on, lifted, tail and foul. Back right towards the broadcast booth just to my left. And the count now even at a ball and a strike. We'll do it all week long, 7 o'clock first pitch tomorrow. And again on Friday. We'll be here on Saturday, and we'll see you on Sunday afternoon as well. That one at 3 p.m. Here's the 1-1. Up and in on a fastball at 91, and the count now 2-1. These two teams coming into today, it's a 594 to 593 all-time series lead for the Hillcats, dating all the way back to 1968. The 2-1 upstairs, change up out of the zone, and the count now 3-1. 1968, these two teams have played every year except the COVID season up to that point. It was knotted up completely even going into yesterday, and the Hillcats won it 15-12. The 3-1, check swing, they'll say he goes, and the count now full at 3-2 as Tyrese Turner went around too far with a little bit too much momentum. It was a fastball up at the letters, and he couldn't quite resist. Runner on second with one away. Here's the 3-2. Fastball up and away, and it's a walk worked by Tyrese Turner. Now two runners aboard, one of them in scoring position, and occupy first and second. Here's Juan Benjamin. Playing over at third this afternoon. Played yesterday as well. Ended up going 3-for-5 with a walk. Struck out and lined out. Besides that, a pair of singles and a double. Scored every time he occupied a base. First pitch. Fastball finds the zone on the inner corner, and the count now 0-1. Ravello standing a little closer over to second, holding on Facia. Here's the 0-1 pitch. Swung on, fouled back to the net on a fastball upstairs, and the count now 0-2. Quick pitcher's count here for Ramirez on Ben-Ami. One down, two aboard. The wind is completely subsiding. American flag out in dead center field is completely still. Here's the 0-2. Swung on, roped out into right, coming on, not able to make the grab. It's a one hopper to Blaise out in right field, and it's a single that moves everybody a bag. So the base is loaded with one down here. Juan Ben-Hameen puts every duck on the pond, and this will bring up Angel Zarate, the right fielder. Great position to be in if you're the Hillcats, who had offensive explosions yesterday all over the place. Scored three in the fourth, three in the first, four in the fourth, two in the sixth. A couple of ones sprinkled in there. It was offense everywhere in a 15-12 game. First pitch to the former Tar Heel. Outside at 93 on the radar gun, and the count now 1-0. Zarate spent 5 years down in Chapel Hill with North Carolina. 1-0 pitch. This one swung in, lifted out into shallow left center. A triangle forming, calling off everybody is Chacon, the left fielder, to make the catch for out number two. Nobody moves. The base is still loaded here with two away. Ramirez in a bit of a jam, but if he could get himself out of it, it would be quite impressive considering the bases were loaded with only one out. Goes in as a fly out to left field for Zarate. Here's Mike Collado. Started today just like he left off yesterday. Went 4-for-5 a day ago with a walk. Started today with a single. Ended up scoring the one run on the board for the Hillcats. The first pitch. Breaking ball inside, and the count now 1-0. Ben-Hameen on first after a single. Turner on second after a walk. And a double for Facia has him on third. The 1-0 pitch. Collado looks in a strike on a fastball up in the zone, and the count now 1-1. Collado ended up advancing on a balk to score, the 1-1. This one swung on, lifted out towards center. Getting underneath it is Castro. He makes the line drive grab for out number three. It was well hit off the barrel, but hit right to a defender out in center field. Ramirez gets out of a bases loaded one out jam and ends up putting down the last two batters on flyouts to the outfield. Due up on the other side, Matt Icano, Simas, then top of the order with Coffey. 1-0, Hillcats on top of the Red Sox. This is Salem Red Sox Baseball on MILB TV. Bottom of the third here in Salem. It's the Red Sox trailing the Hillcats 1-0 through 2.5 as we bring you the bottom of the third right here from Salem Memorial Ballpark on a sunny 75-degree morning. First pitch to Roberto Mexicano. The catcher is in the zone at 88 miles an hour in the count now 0-1. The 0-1. check swing. Finds the zone anyways at 89 and quickly 0-2 with two strikes looked in by Mexicano. Austin Peterson kicks and deals the 0-2. This one swung on, lifted out in the left, carrying in foul territory, and it just gets out of play inside the Red Sox bullpen. 0-2 the count for Yoberto Mexicano, a loud foul into left. Well, it's a good time to bring you our Salem Red Sox trivia for today. Typically do it in the top of the third, bring you the answer in the top, answer in the bottom of the third. But instead, we switch it up a little bit today. Tyler will give you the answer, the 0-2 pitch. Below the knees at 79 on the off-speed, and the count now 1-2. So between 2003 and 2012, here's the 1-2. Swung on, chopped to the left of the mound. Nobody's going to be able to get there. It's gloved and thrown to first, but not in time. Ben Hameen came all the way from third. A long way to go, and it's a base hit to lead things off for Yoberto Mexicano. It was just too far to the left of the very tall Peterson at 6'6". He couldn't get there. A long run for Ben Hameen to get there, and a slow dribbler ends up in a base hit in the infield for Yoberto Mexicano. Now we go to the nine-hole hitter at the bottom of the order, Carson Simas, the righty. Runner on first, nobody out, the first pitch. It's a fastball simmered in there at 90 miles an hour on the outer corner, and it's 0-1. Between 2003 and 2012, the Red Sox sold out Fenway Park for how many straight regular season games? The 0-1, roped up the middle. There is Pastrano, steps on second, throws to first, a double play. 4-3 double play worked by Pastrano. Unfortunately for the Red Sox, Simas just hit right into that one. Pastrano barely had to move over there at second. So here's Cutter Coffey at the top of the order, and just like that, in the blink of an eye, there's two away. It was a well-hit ball, got past Peterson, but a no-problem ground out for Pastrano to make quick work for the Red Sox. Coffey today popped out to second, his first at-bat. Use the hashtag Salem Sox broadcast hashtag on Twitter to tweet at us your answer for today's Red Sox trivia question. First pitch to Coffey. Below the knee, skips up over the plate on a breaking ball in the count 1-0. And again, your question, between 2003 and 2012, the Red Sox sold out Fenway Park for how many straight regular season games? Pitch time here. Now we have a conversation taking place between Fascia, a very confused Austin Peterson, the pitching coach coming on out for the visiting Hillcats. So a three-way conversation. Peterson is upset, visually upset right now at whatever is taking place. Home plate umpire Michael Corbett trying to diagnose the situation here as well, having a conversation with pitching coach Tony Arnold. I think Jordan Smith out there as well. Now back to baseball will go. Cutter Coffey stepping back in the right-handed batter's box. So as of right now on the scoreboard, we see a 1-0 count. Two down, nobody on. Now it's 2-0, and here's the pitch, and it's fouled away, and the count now 2-1. So what it was a pitch clock violation, and they ended up giving a ball against Peterson and in favor of Cutter Coffey. Makes sense. Peterson kicks and deals the 2-1. It's fastball over the plate, and the count now 2-2. Peterson winds and fires the 2-2. This one swung on, chopped on the ground to third. Ben Hameen with the glove. Throw across the diamond is there for out number three. 5-3 put out, sits down Cutter Coffey in his second at-bat of the day. Still 1-0 Hillcats on top of the Red Sox as we head to the top of the fourth here in Salem. This is Red Sox Baseball on MILB TV.
We welcome you back here to Salem Memorial Ballpark. Tyler Katz taking you the way through the 4th, 5th, 6th, and 7th innings. A great job by Gio Heater through the first portion of today's game as the first pitch to Lexer Sadui is in for ball number one. We pick it up a 1-0 ball game for the Hillcats. After scoring on a balk in the second inning is the only run of the game. Jose Ramirez still on the mound for his fourth inning of work, has only allowed 3 hits to the Hillcats so far. Sadui today 0-for-1 after fouling out to third base in his lone at-bat of the day. Fastball outside will miss. So it's a ball and a strike. With nobody out, had our trivia in the previous inning. Ball cuts inside, 2 balls and 1 strike to Sadui. We mentioned, or Gio mentioned, that today is camp day and a really good crowd on hand, easily the best crowd of the season so far for the Salem Sox. Home plate umpire, I believe, will be giving an automatic ball, and now everyone is confused. Seamus and Coffey will come in, and now here comes Liam Carroll. Previous, and we saw Jordan Smith, the manager for the Lynchburg Hillcats, come out to argue about a pitch clock violation, and now the same thing. Here with the Red Sox, as Jose Ramirez is called for his second pitch clock violation. And it seems all will remain the same. Michael Corbett, the home plate umpire today, he was in the field yesterday. We had our trivia in the previous inning of, as a foul ball will hook out of play, 3-2, of how many straight sellouts at Fenway Park from 2003 to 2012. No correct answers today. As always, you can not only tweet your trivia answers, but just interact with the broadcast. Another foul ball will trickle behind the plate by using hashtag SalemSoxBroadcast all season long. Let us know who you're rooting for, where you're watching from. If you just want to interact, ask questions, whatever it is, we'd love to hear from you at SalemSoxBroadcast. Ball comes inside, and a leadoff walk for Lexer Sadui will lead off the inning. Third walk surrendered by Jose Ramirez so far today. That's how the Hillcats start off the fourth, bringing up Mark Filia. So the question again was between 2003 and 2012, the Red Sox, the Boston Red Sox that is, sold out Fenway Park for how many straight regular season games? Ball outside will begin the at-bat, a fastball at 91. The correct answer was 794. 794 consecutive Fenway Park sellouts between 2003 and 2012. 1-0, kicks and fires on a grounder over to third. This could be two, on to second for one, on to first, a 5-4-3. Double play, cuts down Filia and Sadui. And that's exactly what the Red Sox wanted. After the leadoff runner in Sadui reached on a leadoff walk. So now two away and nobody on for Jordan Brown, who's making his 2023 debut after spending 2022 with the Hillcats. Called strike. We'll begin the Brown at-bat. Was added to the roster just prior to this series. The ball comes inside, evens up the count to 1-1. Thank you all for playing trivia with us this season. Rounder will chop foul behind home plate. Ball and two strikes. day game today. There are two day games on the schedule here from Salem Memorial Ballpark. This is Education Day, a variety of elementary, middle, and high schools here in attendance. Next time it's Camp Day. 1-2, swung on and missed, and that ends the inning. Brown goes down on strikes. Second K for Jose Ramirez. That takes us to the middle of the fourth inning. Salem coming up to bat, 1-0 Hillcats. We'll be back on MILB TV. We welcome you back. Giovanni Heater, who was on the call for the first three innings, taking over on public address duties as Miguel Blase steps into the batter's box to begin the Salem fourth inning. A gorgeous day here from Salem as a foul ball back towards the press box for a strike one. Trickles into the seats. No one seems to be too urgently going over to get the souvenir before fan finally collects. But 74 degrees, a couple clouds in the sky, and another pitch clock violation called on Austin Peterson, the starting pitcher for Lynchburg. That's the fourth pitch clock violation we've seen. Oh no, make that a called strike. And there's strike three. So a pitch clock violation called instead on Miguel Blase, and he goes down on strikes the very next pitch. Alan Castro, the next batter for Salem, with one down here in the bottom of the fourth. Called strike will begin the Alan Castro at bat. Austin Peterson has been looking really good so far for Lynchburg. Ball downstairs. Only three hits allowed. The furthest a Salem batter has reached is third. That was back in the second inning off a single, a steal, then an advance on a ground out. Called strike, puts the count at 1-2, 89 mile per hour pitch. Peterson fires upstairs, 90 mile per hour fastball, just a tad too high. Well, a couple other education days going on around the Carolina League as well. Ground ball foul up the first baseline. Yeah, in the game between Down East and Carolina, Carolina, the Mudcats, look to take game two of the series over the Wood Ducks. They lead 5-0 in the top of the fourth. Line drive right field, diving play, couldn't come up with it. With Zarate heading for second is Castro. He slides in safely on what I believe is going to be ruled as an E9. Either way, Castro now at second base. A runner in scoring position with just one out for Luis Ravelo's at bat. No official ruling as of yet. It is ruled as a double. So Castro with the one-out double puts a runner into scoring position. Miguel Blase led off the inning, striking out. Only took two strikes. Or only saw two strikes, I should say. There's a fly ball out in the center field. Coming in and able to make the play is Sadui. Tagging up and heading for third. A lob of a throw is offline. What a play by Sadui out in center field. Castro advances up to third. But Blase only saw two strikes, one swinging, one looking, and then had a pitch clock strike. So here in the Carolina League, that rule was introduced a couple of years ago as Juan Chacon steps up to the plate. And it's something that now Major League Baseball is having to deal with. The pitch clock being implemented this season. Ball downstairs to Juan Chacon. Chacon today is 1-for-1. He singled, made it all the way to third in the second inning before the inning ended. Called strike downstairs, 89-mile-per-hour pitch from Peterson. Austin Peterson, the former UConn Husky, still on the mound. Ball inside, 75-mile-per-hour breaking ball makes the count 2-1. Finished his collegiate career at UConn after transferring from Purdue. Made his professional debut earlier this season. There's a single into left field. Salem's just tied this game. Juan Chacon, an RBI single, ties the game at one. It's the sixth base hit. Make that the fifth base hit of the day for Salem. Juan Chacon now 2-for-2. Lionel James, the next batter for Salem with two away, and Chacon standing at first base. Strike fouled off. Peterson, last season for the UConn Huskies, pitched in 18 games, starting 17 of them, going 11-3 with a 3.83 ERA. His lone other appearance prior to today was his professional debut. Line drive back up the middle, heading over for third is Chacon. He'll stop there, getting the red light from third base coach Ozzy Chavez. It looked as if Jose Pastrano, the second baseman, was coming to cover second base on the hit and run, and then was burned on that ground ball that got through the infield. Runners at the corners for Daniel McKelvany. Salem in business. Had two really big innings yesterday that propelled a large comeback that was all for naught. First pitch to McKelvany, catching the zone, a breaking ball at 75 for strike one. But an 8-run fifth inning, a 4-run seventh inning, got the Red Sox up to 12 runs. Unfortunately, wasn't enough for Lynchburg, who scored in 7 of 9 innings. Deep fly ball left field, McKelvany sends it to the deep part of the ballpark, but Salem Memorial keeps it in. A fly out to left. Had a lot of pop off the bat. Salem gets one back. We're tied at ones, heading into the fifth inning on MILB TV. welcome you back here to Salem Memorial Ballpark. Zach Fassia will lead things off for Lynchburg. New pitcher on the mound for Salem as well. So Jose Ramirez's day is done. The first pitch goes for ball number one. Wind up and pitch on a line drive over to left field. Make that a fly ball, but it's an easy catch by Juan Chacon out in left field to start off the inning. It brings up the second baseman, Jose Pastrano. He flew out to center field in his lone at-bat of the game so far. Windup and pitch comes inside. Well, one interesting thing to note, the Red Sox on the mound right now is number 26. On our official roster, there is no number 26, as the foul ball will go back into the screen for strike number one. So we'll work on getting that information over to you. In the meantime, it's a 1-1 count to Pastrano, goes upstairs. Two balls and a strike. He's mentioning how it's an absolutely gorgeous day for baseball today. Temperatures are supposed to warm as we get later and later in the game. Ball upstairs at 85, makes it a hitter's count, 3-1. Currently 74 degrees, bright sunny skies. The only clouds are those wispy ones in the upper atmosphere. 3-1, catching the zone at 95 miles per hour. Nice pitch to put the count full. Winds are at a light breeze with gust up to just 14 miles per hour. A swing and a foul tip into the glove. Jose Pastrano goes down on strikes. On a very nice pitch. Back to the top of the order for Lynchburg, Tyrese Turner, 0-for-1 today with a strikeout and a walk. Turner did not play in yesterday's game. The USC Trojan making his professional debut in his most recent game back on February the 7th as a strike will hit the low part of the zone. That was an 0-for-4 game against the Fredericksburg Nationals. Swing and a miss for strike two. Was drafted out of high school, was Turner, in the 2019 MLB draft by the Miami Marlins. Ball upstairs, puts the count at 1-2. Then was drafted out of USC in the most recent MLB draft in the 13th round by the Guardians. 1-2, swung on and missed. A 1-2-3 inning. Back-to-back punch-outs. We're halfway through today's ballgame. 1-1 our score here in Salem on MILB TV. welcome you back here to Salem. Austin Peterson back out onto the mound for his fifth inning of work. The former UConn Husky turned Lynchburg Hillcat. Foul ball on the first pitch offered to the catcher, Yorberto Mexicano. 1-for-1 today. He's singled in the third inning before being chopped down the very next batter on a double play. One ball downstairs. Evens up the count. 84 mile per hour off speed from Austin Peterson. Peterson, a really successful career with UConn and Purdue. A swing and a miss will put the count at 1-2 to Mexicano. Before beginning his professional career just 7 days ago. That's a fair ball down the left field line. It's going to roll into the corner, giving chase is Brown. Mexicano will jog into second base, a stand-up leadoff double for the Red Sox catcher. 2-for-2 is Mexicano, and the easiest two legs of the cycle now down for the catcher. Bottom of the order for Carson Simas. Unfortunately for him, grounded into a double play his last time up. Salem, so far grounding into 8 double plays on the season in just their 11th game played. First pitch to Simas, a called strike. Carson Simas has more or less been a bench player for the majority of the season, has had a handful of starts, but for the majority of games has not been in the starting lineup. Pitch from Peterson, swung on and missed on a pitch inside at 88. Simas drafted out of high school back in 2019 out of Clovis West High School in Fresno, California, playing for the Golden Eagles. Did get to appear down in Fort Myers this March for the Boston Red Sox spring training team, where he went 1-for-3 with a pair of strikeouts. That one hit, however, was a triple for Simas. Kick and fire by Peterson. Called strike 3 on the outside part of the plate. Simas goes down looking. Peterson collects his third strikeout of the game. Back to the top of the order for Cutter Coffee. Coffee, another Red Sox who was drafted out of a high school in California. The Liberty High School Lion in Brentwood, California, was the second round draft pick for the Red Sox. Called strike makes it an 0-1 for Coffee. Coffee, a signing bonus of $1.85 million when he signed on for the Red Sox organization. A swing and a foul ball back behind to the screen, 0-2. Also was committed to play for the Texas Longhorns before deciding to sign on to that contract. And why wouldn't you? A second-round draft pick? At that point, you don't really need that college experience. You can just sign on with a pro team. So far today, 0-for-2, make it 0-for-3 as he's rung up looking back-to-back strikeouts in which Austin Peterson has frozen a Red Sox batter. But it brings up one of the top overall prospects in the Red Sox organization in Miguel Blase. Native to San Pedro de Macorís, Dominican Republic. Has a chance with a runner in scoring position. Called strike outside. 89 mile per hour fastball from Austin Peterson. Miguel Blase yesterday going 3-for-5. Called strike outside. He has now had a hit without including today's game in 8 of the 10 games played so far. He is 0-for-2 so far today with a ground out to the pitcher and a strikeout swinging. He faces an 0-2 count against Peterson. A look back to second. Downstairs, a good take by Blase to put the count at 1-2 with two away. Here in the bottom of the fifth inning, this game just an hour, 14 minutes old. First pitch today recorded at 11:07 a.m. 1-2. Outside, 2-2 the count with a runner at second base. 1-1 our score in the bottom of the fifth. One more game at 11:05 will be played here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. That's on June 13th for Camp Day against the Delmarva Shorebirds. That kicks off a two-week homestand. 2-2 downstairs, and after working an 0-2 count, Austin Peterson has let Blaze slip into a full count. 3-2, 2 outs, runner at second. Should he reach, Alan Castro, who's 2-for-2, stands on deck. Payoff pitch from Peterson. Swing and a grounder over to third, speared by Ben Hameen. The throw across the diamond gets away. In to score, Mexicano. Blaze heads over to second base. He wants three. The throw back to third base. Gets away yet again. Blaze gets the green light. A Little League home run for Miguel Blaze. A myriad of errors for the Lynchburg Hillcats give Miguel Blaze the four-bagger around the diamond. It's 3-1, Salem in front in the bottom of the fifth. And how do you follow that one up if you're Alan Castro, the next batter for the Salem Red Sox? 2-for-2 today with a single and a double. We'll see how that's officially ruled in the scorebook. Looks like it's a hit with one error given. Ball comes inside. And there pops up the second error on the scoreboard. Foul ball hooking back and out of play. 0-2 to Castro. So a 3-1 Salem Sox lead. Check that. They're going to give three errors on the single play. I would assume a throwing error on the third baseman, Ben Hameen. A throwing error on the first baseman, Collado, and a fielding error by Ben Hameen. A grounder foul up the first baseline will even the count to 2-2. As a matter of fact, I think that's exactly what it's going to end up being. It was misthrown by Ben Hameen. Collado collected it near the tarp on the first base side, had an errant throw, but Ben Hameen just let it slip under his glove. 2-2, ripped towards right field. That gets down for a base hit. He wants second. Castro heading in, slides. He is safe with a double. Aggressive base running for the Red Sox pays off. And another runner now in scoring position in Alan Castro, his second double of the day. It brings up Luis Ravello, 0-for-2. What a time it would be for a base hit for him. Hold on a second. Time called. As Jordan Smith, the manager, may have seen enough from Austin Peterson. Smith, the first-year manager for the Lynchburg Hillcats. Last season was the manager of the Arizona Complex League Guardians. He will, in fact, make the move to the bullpen. Jordan Smith, the manager for the Hillcats, played in the Guardians organization from 2011 to 2018. How about this, though? Never played for Lynchburg, never ended up making it to the major leagues either. So a call to the bullpen here for the Lynchburg Hillcats. We'll see Renny Artiles come onto the mound. The native to Monte Cristi, Dominican Republic, Artiles, the new pitcher for Lynchburg. Well, we'll get you a little bit more information on Renny Artiles. Played for the Cleveland and Milwaukee combined team in the Dominican Summer League back in 2019 and spent all of last season with the Hillcats of Lynchburg. Last season appeared in 15 games while starting three, had a 2-4 record with a 10.99 ERA. So Artiles, the new pitcher. Lynchburg. Stepping into the batter's box, Luis Ravello. And by the way, seems like we may have that mystery solved of that mystery pitcher in the previous inning. Ravello, grounder over to short, picked up by Turner. He can't field it cleanly. Heading home is Castro, the throw offline, the tag gets away. Over to second goes Ravello. Safe at home is Alan Castro, another run for the Red Sox. And boy, oh boy, if you want to know how not to field in professional baseball, look at the Lynchburg Hillcats today. Fourth error of the inning for Lynchburg. Luis Ravello ends up at second base. So by the way, that number 26 who we couldn't identify earlier, that's Ryan Fernandez. He's on a rehab assignment from AA Portland with the Sea Dogs. He had a 1-2-3 inning in the previous frame. First pitch comes inside, the chicane nearly bites him in the hands. But instead he lays off for ball number one. Three runs have crossed this inning off of four errors in the field. Called strike on the outside part of the plate. For Lynchburg, it puts them up to 17 errors through 11 games, including today on the season. 1-1 to Chacone. Fly ball hit towards center field. Sadui ranges back, reaches up, it's off over his glove. In to score Ravello. Chacone heading for third. It's a triple for Juan Chacone. 5-1 Salem. The hits just keep coming for the Red Sox of Salem. Opening it up here on Education Day at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Chacone now 3-for-3 with two singles and a triple. The Red Sox have gotten every type of base hit this inning except for the home run. It brings up Lionel James 1-for-2 today. So a called strike downstairs, worth noting. There have been four errors this inning on Juan Benjamin, Mike Collado, Tyrese Turner. A swing and a miss for strike two. That's three errors this inning. It seems like Collado was given two throwing errors today. Grounder heading over to third. The throw over Benjamin. It's picked by Collado. So finally able to stop the bleeding is Lynchburg. A four spot here in the fifth inning off of four errors. 5-1 Red Sox in front as we head to the sixth on MILB TV. welcome you back here to Salem. It's a 5-1 lead now for Salem after a 4 spot in the fifth. By the way, a quick scoring correction on my end as the first pitch is a called strike from Ryan Fernandez. Excuse me, pitching change has been made for Salem. Fernandez only goes one inning. It brings up Luis De La Rosa on a ball. There were only 3 errors in the previous frame. The fourth inning, what we thought was double from Alan Castro, ended up being a single with an advance to second on an error by the right fielder. Broken bat, foul ball. We'll start the Benjamin at bat with a 1-2 count. So Luis De La Rosa, the new pitcher for Salem, last appeared on the 15th of April against Carolina, went 2 1/3, did not allow a hit, walked 1 while striking out 2. Enters today's game with a 3.38 ERA. Wind up and pitch, swung on and missed, and down on strikes goes Juan Benjamin. Now 1-for-3 today following the punch out. Lynchburg going their third time through the batting order. Angel Zarate, the former North Carolina Tar Heel, steps into the batter's box. He's 0-for-2 today with a pair of flyouts, 1-to-left, 1-to-center. De La Rosa's pitch catching the strike zone outside. Chopped foul just behind home plate. So let's get you caught up on what exactly happened in the previous inning, because I know it was a lot and a lot of chaos as well. Pitch grounder heading over to second, picked up by Seamus, throw on to James in time for the 4-3 ground out. It brings up Mike Collado, who's 1-for-2 today with a single, came around to score in the second and flew out to center field in the third. But it started with a double from Yorberto Mexicano. Carson Seamus was called out on strikes. Cutter Coffey then called out on strikes. And this is where the craziness started to really occur. A called strike downstairs to Collado makes it an 0-1 on a 91-mile-per-hour pitch from De La Rosa. So Miguel Blaise then singled to the third baseman in Benjamin. Ball upstairs, 2 balls, 1 strike, 80 mile per hour pitch. Make that a 1-1 count. 1-1 delivery. Lifted in the air out towards left field. Chacon underneath it will range back, reach up, and make the catch. A 1-2-3 inning. Go the Hillcats. No runs, no hits, no errors, no runners left on base. Middle of the sixth, 5-1 Salem leads on MILB TV. Welcome you back here to Salem. Daniel McKelvany the lone Salem batter who did not come up in the chaotic fifth inning was trying to tell you about it, what exactly happened there as a grounder foul for strike one. But Miguel Blais came up last inning, singled. A throwing error from the third baseman, Ben Hameen, allowed Blais, the speedy Blais, I might add, to get up to third and then score on a throwing error back to third by Collado when Blais was diving in. Ball downstairs to McKelvin. He makes it a 2-0 count. And what essentially was a little league home run, singled and came around to score on two errors. Swing and a miss to McKelvin. That's a count of 2-1, or 1-2 making. Alan Castro then doubled, and that was enough as Renny Artiles, who was still on the mound, came into the game. Ball downstairs evens the count. Luis Ravello singled and then reached second on an error by Turner, the shortstop, on the third error of the inning. That allowed Castro to score. A Juan Chacon triple scored Ravello, and then the inning finally ended with a ground out to third. A swing and a miss for McKelvin. He puts him down on strikes. First strikeout for Artiles on the day. Mexicano, the next batter, he doubled to begin that crazy fifth inning as the Red Sox scored four runs en route to taking a 5-1 lead over Lynchburg. In total, swing and a miss for strike one. Last inning, the Red Sox scoring four runs, none of them being earned. Five hits, three errors, leaving one runner on base. What is one of the craziest fifth innings you will ever see. Ball downstairs. But enough about that. Salem now batting in the bottom of the sixth, trying to add on to their lead, trying to show that it wasn't a fluke with them scoring with the errors. Ball upstairs makes it a 2-1 count. Just madness here on Education Day. Ball upstairs, 3-1 count. But I was mentioning Camp Day coming up on June 13th against the Delmarva Shorebirds. That's also an 11:05 first pitch, where instead of elementary, middle, and high schools, it's going to be summer camps from around the Roanoke Valley. Ball downstairs, Mexicano draws the walk. First walk allowed by Renny Artiles, as it brings up Carson Simas, still looking for his first hit of the day. Austin Peterson, the previous pitcher for Lynchburg, went 4 2/3, allowing 9 hits, 4 runs, only one of them being earned. Foul ball back into the screen. No walks and 4 strikeouts, so without the 9 hits, decent day for Austin Peterson, only allowing the 1 earned run. Couldn't really rely too much on his field. 0-1 to Simas, fouled off into the netting, and will land inside the screen. It's almost levitating above a couple of fans who will now try to reach for it. O2 delivery to Simas, called strike three, and for the second straight at bat, Carson Simas frozen on a pitch as he goes down on strikes. Second strike out of the inning and the day for Artiles. Runner at first with two away, bringing up Cutter Coffee. So Coffee will take the first pitch, low and away, for ball number one. Really good crowd on hand. Maybe a couple of schools having to leave. If so, it was probably one. A lot of the schools still in attendance right now. It is nearly 1 o'clock, ball downstairs. Currently 12:40 here in Salem. So you have to think, with a couple schools maybe releasing at 2 o'clock, have to get maybe some work done today, but a majority of the schools still here on their field trips. 2-0, cracked over towards short. A flip onto second for the one out and an inning-ending fielder's choice for Cutter Coffee. through two-thirds of the ballgame. The home team on top of Lynchburg. 5-1. We welcome you back here to Salem Memorial Ballpark. It's a 5-1 lead as we enter the top of the seventh inning. Lexer Sadui, Mark Falia, and Jordan Brown do up this frame. That combined part of the batting order today is 0-4 for Lynchburg. Bunt laid down, perfectly laid bunt as well. De La Rosa will not fire and instead hold on to it. A bunt single to lead off the inning for Lexer Sadui. And a perfectly laid down bunt as at that. Luis De La Rosa still on the mound for Lynchburg, for Salem, as into the box for Lynchburg, Mark Falia, the designated hitter, 0-2, grounded into a double play and flew out to left. Well, here in the seventh inning, Lynchburg trying to make a comeback. The pitch from De La Rosa. Downstairs, a good block from Mexicano. We'll do our This Day in Red Sox Organization History. On April 19th, a swing and a miss, first strike one. On this day, 1948, in the second inning for the Boston Red Sox, Stan Spence, Vern Stevens, and Bobby Doerr hit back-to-back-to-back home runs. The only time pickoff back to first base, but back in safely, is Sadui. But it's the only time that three straight batters have homered in an opening day game. That was against the Philadelphia Phillies. Fortunately for the Red Sox, the Phillies won that game 5-4. 1-1, fouled off, spoiled towards the seats, but into the netting, saving the fans in blue and pink jerseys from taking home a souvenir. They were all screaming for it, but the Lynchburg Hillcat in the on-deck circle and Jordan Brown said, "Nah, you've been booing me all game. I'm not being fooled." Foul ball back, hits off the press box windows and lands into the crowd where a fan waiting in line for a concession stand item was able to snag it off the bounce. One, two, skips away a wild pitch, now allowing Sadui to advance up to second base. Mexicano finally retrieves it. So a wild pitch. Falia now batting with nobody out and a runner in scoring position. Across the Red Sox organization today, High A Greenville plays at 6:30 tonight, a road game against the Greensboro Grasshoppers. Double A Portland, the Sea Dogs, host the Reading Fighting Phils at 6 o'clock tonight. And finally, AAA Worcester on the road at Lehigh Valley. Foul ball back to the screen, keeps the count 2-2 to Philea. That game starts at 6:45 tonight between the Woo Sox and the Iron Pigs. 5-1 our score here in the top of the seventh. Runner at second base for the Hillcats with nobody out. Mark Philea at the plate, Luis De La Rosa the pitcher. Ball outside and down low, and a balk called, so that pitch will not even be recorded as a balk allows Sadui now to reach up to third. A couple balks were called on the Red Sox starter Jose Ramirez back in the second. That allowed the first run to score, and so far only run to score for Lynchburg. 2-2. Another balk. So it balks in Lexer Sadui. Two straight pitches for Luis De La Rosa where he was called on a balk. Lynchburg has now scored two runs today. Both of them have been a runner at third, has been balked home. 2-2. Skied in the air towards left center field. Chacon and Castro give chase at the warning track, but it's Castro, the center fielder, hauling it in about 2 feet in front of that dirt warning track. So Philea flies out to center field. Lexer Sadui earlier in the inning came around to score. Jordan Brown, the current batter for Lynchburg. First pitch from De La Rosa. Missing. 92 mile per hour fastball. So Lexer Sadui, who led off the inning, singled. Advanced to second on a wild pitch. Advanced to third on a balk. Came in to score on a balk. That gets Lynchburg up to two runs. Ball comes inside on a off-speed 81 mile per hour pitch from Luis De La Rosa. 2-0. Hit towards right field. Blaise ranging back, reaches up and makes the catch. Right fielder for Salem. Correction as Seamus. We had a couple players move around this inning that I did not catch till now. So that is Carson Seamus making the catch out in right field as Zach Fassia is the new batter. So here are the defensive substitutions. Abram Liendo now playing second base in place of Carson Seamus. Ball will miss. Seamus moves into right in place of Miguel Blaise, who it seems has been taken out of the lineup in place of Abram Liendo. So Blaise's day is done. Last inning, did not bat in the last inning. Grounder heading over to second. Liendo picks it up onto James in time for the out. So a 4-3 ground out ends the frame. Lynchburg gets one back. Time to stretch with Salem leading 5-2. welcome you back here to Salem Memorial Ballpark. Renny Artiles back out onto the mound for his third inning of work, or really second full inning of work, as he came in during that chaotic fifth inning. Flare out to left field. It drops in foul territory as Abram Liendo leads things off. The scoreboard out in right field had it wrong for just a moment. I was wondering if my scorebook was wrong. Wind up and pitch outside for ball one. So this is Abram Liendo in place of Miguel Blaise. We saw him enter defensively in the previous frame. Grounder over to short, picked up by Turner on to first in time for the out. So a 6-3 ground out to begin Abram Liendo's day. Alan Castro, the next batter for Salem. So far today, 3-for-3. With a pair of singles and a double. Two Red Sox today are 3-for-3. It's Alan Castro and Juan Chacon. They are two batters apart from each other. Grounder over to second, picked up by Pastrano on to first in time, and back-to-back groundouts begin the bottom of the seventh. It brings up Luis Ravello, 1-for-3 today. You take a look at the Salem batting order today, and three players without a base hit of Salem's 11 base hits so far. The Red Sox lead 5-2 in the bottom of the seventh. Called strike at the letters. Carson Semus, Daniel McKelvany, and Cutter Coffey, the three Red Sox without a base hit yet. Ball downstairs at 87. One. Upstairs finds the strike zone for strike two. One ball, two strikes. Salem trying to even the series. Talked about it a little bit yesterday. So 1-2 misses low. Entering yesterday's game, both these teams, since their first meeting in 1968, had been tied in the season series with 593 wins apiece. Grounder foul towards the Lynchburg dugout. With yesterday's 15-12 win, Lynchburg now leads the all-time series 594-593. Salem trying to tie the series again. 2-2 outside, full count with two outs and nobody on, bottom seven. Hit over towards second base. Pastrano, easy throw on to second in time for the out. A 4-3 ground out. Ends the seventh. Well, hey, when we come back, I'm back on PA duty. Giovanni Heater will be taking you the rest of the way through this one on MILB TV. Salem leading 5-2 through 7.
Welcome back here to Salem Memorial Ballpark. Top of the eighth on tap for you in Salem. Jose Pastrano gets us going here in the road half of the eighth. 5-2 your score. Salem leads it over Lynchburg, looking to even up this six-game series after a 15-12 game yesterday. First pitch to Pastrano, right over the plate on a 90-mile-an-hour fastball, and the count now 0-1. Today, Pastrano flew out to center field, struck out as well, the 0-1. Inside at 91, and the count now even at a ball and a strike. The 1-1 pitch. Fastball outside, and the count now 2 balls and a strike for Pastrano. Red Sox were really able to pick up the majority of their offense in the fifth. They scored on 5 hits, scored 4 total runs as this one fouled away into right, and the count now even at 2-2. Luis De La Rosa continues to maintain the mound for Salem. 2 balls, 2 strikes, nobody on, nobody out, the pitch. Fouled away, the count now will stay at 2-2. Pastrano batting only 105 on the season. Again, 0-2 today. Did not play yesterday for the Hillcats. The 2-2. Below the knees on a changeup, and the count now full. 2 up on the other side. It'll be Chacon, James, and McAlvany for the Red Sox. Here's the payoff pitch. Well inside. Brushes Pastrano off the plate, and he earns the walk to begin the top half of the eighth. It'll be Tyrese Turner at the top of the order. I know, it looks like we have ourselves a pinch hitter here. Lynchburg instead putting in Nathan Furman, who played yesterday. He comes in to pinch hit. First appearance of the day today. Played over at second yesterday. First pitch in the zone at 91 for strike number one. Starting to get real toasty out there, about 80 degrees here in Salem. Luis De La Rosa checks over to first, sliding in safely is Pastrano. No balls, a strike, nobody out, runner on first after the walk. Gorgeous day for baseball in Southwest Virginia. The 0-1 pitch. This one swung on, rifled up the middle, down for a base hit. Pastrano will pump the brakes at second. And with nobody out, 2 runners aboard on a single by Nathan Furman. Well, good way to insert him into the ball game. You get exactly what you want out of a pinch hitter. I have 2 runners aboard. Bringing up Juan Benjamin. Struck out, grounded out, and singled so far today. A lefty, righty on lefty matchup here. Now the umpires, pitch clock violation. It goes against De La Rosa, and the count now 1-0. We've seen a lot of violations today, like a significant amount that there's a difference. Here's the 1-0. This one swung on, foul tipped away, and the count now even at a ball and a strike. A lot of the kids now starting to file out and maybe leave to the school bus, getting later in the afternoon, probably getting out of school soon on their field trips here. Salem Memorial Ballpark for Education Day. The 1-1. Swung on, chopped on the ground, foul down the right field line, and the count now worked to a ball and a pair of strikes. You look at De La Rosa in his second inning of work, giving up a pair of hits, an earned run, so a walk and a strikeout. Fernandez was before him. We started with Ramirez, the 1-2, skied up into the air, flared just in the infield ahead of the catcher, and De La Rosa comes in to make the catch for out number one. Still runners on first and second as Benjamin pops out to the pitcher. Angel Zarate stepping on in, the right fielder. Zarate out of Reidsville, North Carolina. Bats and throws lefty. The first pitch. Inside, the count now 1-0. Batting 273 coming into today. Now 0-3 on the afternoon, drops to 207. 6 hits on this season. 2-for-2, though, on stolen bases. De La Rosa, the 1-0. Swung on, chopped foul right into the visiting dugout. Versus Myrtle Beach, he went 3-for-13 in the last series. And 3 RBIs, though. Struck out a trifecta of times. Started the season on a 5-game hitting streak, and it was snapped in the last game against Myrtle Beach on the 16th. The 1-1. Well inside, I think that one might have hit Zarate, it did, and the bases are juiced. So Nate Furman after a single at second, Pastrano now on third, and Zarate, the hit by pitch, has loaded the bases with one out here. In the top of the eighth, big spot now for Mike Collado, who's been the guy this series. Went 4-for-5 yesterday, has a hit today, he's 1-for-3. But if you need anyone at the dish and you're the Hillcats, you want this guy up. The leading run at the plate for the Hillcats. Big spot, top of the eighth, the first pitch. Swung on, rifled, direct line drive to Seamos at second. He makes the catch for out number two. Well, it was the contact you were looking for, but it was line right to a defender in Seamos at second. Here's Lexer Sidhue. And man, if you're the Hillcats, you'd like to avoid leaving three aboard for what would be the second time today. The first pitch to Sidhue. Swing and a big miss. Waved at the fastball. The count 0-1. Sidhue, an international free agent out of Caracas, Venezuela. This one's inside, and the count now 1-1. 92 on the fastball. Spent a majority of last season with the ACL Guardians. And all of 2021 in the Dominican Summer League. The 1-1. Outside on a fastball and the count now 2-1. The Arizona Complex League. Salem, the Red Sox, that is, play in the Florida Complex League. The 2-1 pitch. Swung on this one, chopped on the ground. Seamos, backhanded glove, underhand toss over to second. There for out number three. Luis De La Rosa gets out of a bases loaded one out jam, and it's a 5-2 Red Sox lead heading into the bottom of the eighth. Here's every Red Sox favorite song all the way from Fenway Park down to Salem, Virginia. Sweet Caroline on deck for you right here, the bottom of the eighth coming up next. This is Red Sox Baseball on MILB TV. Welcome back to Salem Memorial. Top of the ninth here in Salem, 5-2, the Red Sox on top of the Hillcats. One last gasp for Lynchburg, and the Red Sox close it out. Or can Lynchburg make the comeback? Caleb Bolden, the new arm on the hill, looking to close the deal here for Salem. Brings up Mark Felia, 0-3 today, the right. First pitch from Bolden is on the way, swung on, lifted, foul. Into the seats in right, and the count now 0-1, 93 on the fastball. Bolden, a former TCU Horned Frog out of Texarkana, Texas. A righty, kicks and deals the 0-1. Swung on, chopped foul into left, and quickly it's 0-2. Spent 4 years at Arkansas before transferring to TCU. Missed 2019 collegiate season with Tommy John surgery. Played for the Bourne Braves in the Cape Cod League in the summer of 2018. Here's the 0-2. Outside, and the count now at a ball and a pair of strikes. The 1-2. Outside again and low, and a changeup at 83 in the count 2-2. Last appeared on the 15th against Carolina on the road. Came in relief. He caught the win. Pitched 2 1/3 innings. Gave up 0 hits or runs. Had a walk. How about 5 strikeouts? The 2-2 outside, and it's worked full. Fastball well off the plate. Bolden, 2 appearances so far this year. Now going on number 3. The righty Horned Frog with the payoff pitch. Outside, skips away, doesn't matter, and it's a walk. Worked by Felia to open us up here in the top of the ninth. One on, nobody out. This will bring up Zach Facia. Jordan Brown up next. Facia in the 8-hole. Jordan Brown inserted into this game for the first time, this series, I should say, today. Has walked, struck out, and flown out. 11 hits for Salem, 5 for Lynchburg. First pitch. It's a 93-mile-an-hour fastball right over the heart of the plate, and it's 0-1. Good day for some golf, if you're a golf guy, after a 11:05 first pitch. I know that's where I'm heading after this. Here's the 0-1. That fastball finds the outer corner of the zone, and it's 0-2. Runner on first, nobody out. After a full count walk worked by Felia. Bolden glances behind his back over to first. The righty winds and fires the 0-2. Check swing, it's outside, and it's 1-2. Went with the off speed that time, couldn't fool him. Oh, how have we gotten to this point? Salem scored for the first time in the fourth, making it 1-0. Then they dropped a four-piece in the fifth. That's how they scored their five. They've done so on 11 hits. 1-2. Got him looking. Change up, fell in the zone, and there's one away. Hillcats down to their final two outs here in the top of the ninth. First strikeout for Caleb Bolden. Still a runner on first with one down. Here's Zach Facia, a lefty. 1-for-3 on the afternoon with a double. Made it all the way to third before being stranded there, and that's been the story. Three times. Here's the first pitch. It's outside. And they count now 1-0 on a breaking ball. Three times the Hillcats have left guys aboard. Two times it's been with the bases loaded. One-oh pitch on the way. Fastball inside, and the count now 2-0 for Zach Facia. Had a couple of substitutions. Abram Liendo came in for Miguel Blaze. 2-0. Swing, a big cut and a miss. Fastball blown right by him at 94. Fastest one clocked in today by Caleb Bolden. It's two balls and a strike. The 2-1 pitch. Fastball just in, and it's 3-1. Nearly painted the inside corner. Michael Corbett, home plate umpire, says no cigar, and still alive is Facia. One down, runner on first. Salem looking for their first win of the series. Would put them tied for first. Here's the 3-1. Swung on, this one rifled, and it's caught at the knees over by Simas. A line-out. Looked like a lacrosse goalie on that one, catching it at the 5-hole. Two away. Jose Pastrano, the lefty, who led us off in the 8th. Two down, runner on first. Pastrano, 0-for-2 with a walk. Bolden, the first offering. Pitch clock violation. So it'll make it a 1-0 count. We've had so many of those today. More than you'd think. We might be towards double digits on it. I don't have an exact number for you, but more than you'd expect. 5-2, the Red Sox on top of the Hillcats. Lynchburg down to their final out. The 1-0. It's below the knees on a fastball, and the count now 2-0. Salem close it out, even the series all time at 594 and 594, dating back to 1968. The 2-0. Swung on, rifled up into the air, out into left, camping underneath it is Chacon. How fitting. A heck of a day for Juan Chacon in left. He's the last one to touch it for the Red Sox, and Salem wins it 5-2 here on a gorgeous afternoon in Southwest Virginia. They even up this series, heading into Game 3 tomorrow, 1-1. 5-2 the final. We'll be right back here tomorrow night. 7:05, first pitch. These two will do it all over again four more times throughout the week. Juan Chacon, the impact player of the game. Be tuned on social media for our post-game interview later on today. The Red Sox win it 5-2. The final. Thanks so much for joining us here on MILB TV. For Tyler Katz, my broadcast partner, as always. For everybody over in the room to my right in the production studio here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. To all of our sponsors, thanks so much for making all this happen. And we'll see you again tomorrow night. 5-2 the final. The Red Sox win it.